That was all recorded, I hope.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Alright. I'd like to call the October 11th meeting of Ways and Means to order. Everyone, we have a tight timeline here, because we do have a 6:30 hard stop, so let's try to just keep on topic and do this as quickly as we can. Resolution number 11, requesting act of Senate. Oh, sorry. Approval of minutes from October 11th, second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 11, requesting act on the Senate Assembly Bill for the special relation with hotel and motel occupancy tax.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second.
Discussion.
Where are we on the next together?
We haven't scheduled anything as of yet until we're done with the budget. This is on hold until we're done with the budget.
There's a couple months ago we said we're hoping to have it done before the end of the year.
I make a motion we postpone for a month?
All those in favor?
Aye.
308, declaring Ulster County intent to be lead agency for SECRE. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
Do we have amendments before us?
There's two amendments. There's one already been presented, and you're going to make one right now.
Is that on 308? That's on 309. My amendments are 309, 310, I think, but
gotcha.
The amendments that were circulated, were they adopted? Weren't there significant amendments? Not 308? Yeah, so, okay, so I'll make a motion on the amendments, which are before you. Changes, it's pretty significant changes in language on 308.
Second?
I'll second it.
Did you see them?
I think so.
Okay.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. All right, on the resolution as amended?
Aye.
Can I also just say, on the resolution as amended, I want to back up and just thank Director Doyle for working with us to get this up to compliance and appreciate the changes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 309, amending capital projects 7, Government Operations Center.
I'll move it.
As presented before you.
I'll second it.
Discussion?
So I know which direction this is going to go, so I just want to say briefly, I still feel strongly that this amount that we're paying, you know, I'd rather put the money into a state-of-the-art building rather than into the property. I still feel like the $1 million or $1.2 million property at Putz Lane across from the school would be very attractive to me. I like the idea of sharing services. The school has its own fleet of buses. It's going to be going green. I'm going to just say it once and then be done with it. And my preference would be that one day Paradis Lane is looked at for housing on its own accord and not trying to tie it into this particular project. I've had to talk to many constituents to be clear that this is not about housing. This is about an emergency center, which has been a very hard undo for me. If we paid $2 million less and put it in Putz Corner, we could always explore what's feasible in Paradis Lane in terms of whether it is a place we want to do housing. I know it's not going to go that way. I know it's going to pass. But I just want to put out there that, you know, and I will probably vote for it for the sake of my community and moving this forward, but I still feel strongly that for $2 million less, we can have it on Putz Corner, partner with the schools, and we can think about housing in Paradis Lane a whole nother time.
Thanks. Through the chair to Deputy Executive Kelly, are we building any less of a state-of-the-art facility because of the purchase price?
No, and I'll say to, I guess, if I may, to Legislator Walter's point, 100% of my emphasis in stepping into this project is on the Government Operations Center and the design that was shown to all of you. The second part would be then focusing on my transit needs. So it's solely focusing on the government needs first and our known projects, with Government Operations being, it's going to absorb so much of our time and resources, I don't think we're going to have the bandwidth to even keep going in that other direction for some time.
Thanks. I wanted to have it on the record that we're not building any less of a state-of-the-art facility.
Chair Barton.
Can I just respond? I just want to have it on the record that I never suggested we were building less. I'm just saying that we'd rather put my investment into the building than into the land.
So, you know, I want to, first of all, I want to back up and thank those from the executives team and the legislators that attended, that were able to attend the site visits. I was really happy to see and walk all the sites. It was helpful for me to see it on the ground and to appreciate the benefit of all the sites. I mean, I will say that I think all three sites are viable sites, and I think that was acknowledged by the executives team. I will also say that Paradise, if all things were equal, if all prices were equal, seems the best for a lot of reasons that we don't have to go into right now. There are also financial considerations in terms of bringing in the systems and the redundancies that might offset any savings in cost at another site. I too struggle with the price of this property, but I think that the legislature has done its due diligence, and as a result of the legislature's work and the due diligence and the ask for the extra work on behalf of the executive's team, the price has come down considerably. You know, someone today said that you know you've reached a good point in a kind of negotiations when everyone feels a little bit upset, uncomfortable. But what I think, you know, to Legislator Ronk, who said it over and over, to Legislator Ronk's point, not tonight, is that we all know we need an EOC, and I don't have an alternative to bring to the table today that that we could move forward with in a reasonable way. South Putt is viable, but when I weigh the difference in cost against what's been presented as the difference in cost to bring in the system, Paradise is probably the more attractive and would give us other opportunities. I do also worry and express concern about how far down the thinking some people might be with thinking of the Paradise property as a housing project. And I want to be clear for the record that that's not what we're talking about today, that at all. We're talking about an EOC in New Paltz. I am going to be offering a resolution, an amendment to the resolution, but I know other people had their hands raised, so I'll wait so that we're not speaking on the amendment first.
Yeah, I just want to start by thanking the chair for helping to coordinate the legislature, you know, the legislators who were able to attend, and the county executive's team for scheduling those site visits. I thought they were very illuminating, and I credit that with some of the, you know, ingredients in the breakthrough that we're having tonight. I'm very excited to see this moving forward. I've had numerous people reach out to me, particularly from the, you know, emergency services, first responder community, as well as town supervisors and you know, a range of stakeholders in the community in appreciation for us moving forward with this. So I just want to emphasize the importance of it. And I do want to make a small side note that I don't want to go too deep on, because we are making such progress here that I'm so grateful for. But the Puck Corners, I do feel compelled to mention that the Puck Corners property has some significant, what I would consider to be significant environmental liabilities there, that we would, that I'm very grateful that we're not even needing to explore further, because I was pretty appalled by the condition of that property. And I'm glad that we don't have to dig in deeper on that, because I would certainly be prepared to, but grateful not to have to.
I don't think Eve or Tracy were rough enough. This is just an Elizabeth Street, Golden Hill. Every deal's the same. We're frustrated. A little thing gets tweaked, and we end up going with what we're going with. Relationships are blatant. This one had some real serious, alarming relationships and donations. Only in Ulster County would we end up where we're at. I knew from the beginning, as soon as, even when it got delayed and the price and the second appraisal came in, which was something we normally didn't do, but because of some of the Golden Hill conversations, we finally did, and came back outrageously different. I still knew it was going to end up in the favor of the private sector. it just is what it is. So many things have changed. We talked about solar, now we're talking about housing, even though we shouldn't be talking about any of that because we should be talking about a 911 center. We later on heard about trunk lines. We let the same individuals that came up with the original deal with questions on how they even came across this property. We let them handle giving us two more properties. Of course, we ended up thinking that the first one was the best one. What were they going to give us? You know, this from beginning to end, this is an embarrassment, and it is something we need to get done. It's something we've needed to get done for a long time. It's still not going to be done for years. And another bad deal for the taxpayer. But what else is there?
You know, I just would say, you know, to the point of having the same individuals handle giving us other properties, one of these two properties was brought to the attention of the county through me by Legislator Hansett, who recognized a property in her regular drive. I reached out to the exec's office and handed multiple properties over after an MLS search. I mean, it's not what I normally do, but I was like, all right, let's get out there and let's look. And again, you know, I'm conflicted because I worry, I really do believe we haven't spent, we at this table haven't spent too long on this. We have done due diligence, but we in the county have delayed this for way too long. So the problem is I don't have something better to bring to the table right now, and I do think that this property will ultimately serve the taxpayers well. Our due diligence has brought the price down significantly, and that's not nothing. That we would have, what was being brought to us was close to a $4.5 million purchase price. That's what was initially never came, but was being drafted as a resolution based on a letter of intent. So, you know, I feel better about where we are, but let's say I still think it's a lot of money for the property, but I think it's a very important project.
One last quick point. We've not foreclosed on properties for 10, 12 years for made-up environmental reasons. If this property didn't pay their taxes, we wouldn't foreclose on this for legitimate reasons. There is so much out there about certain states having far more requirements of recent to get rid of what old orchards have. We're going off of kind of a lenient, easy interpretation of what it is to kind of excavate those couple of inches that they say is where it ends. We're buying an old contaminated apple orchard, and we're just assuming that what we've quickly looked into is going to be easy to renovate. And you can tell us all you want, but when you start getting into pesticides and all this other stuff, and it's crazy that we're talking about housing there. You want your kids living there, even if you're told it's good, we did a good job, the county did their due diligence, the DEC signed off on it. You want your kids living there? I don't, but yet we're talking about housing. I don't know. I really don't understand this deal, but there's many deals I don't understand. You think I'd learn to get over it?
So on the property, we are definitely still talking about solar. There's a portion of the land which has always been intended for that, and we are still committed to doing that. The design is looking towards a net zero design. In terms of the cleanup, in terms of the site, Ulster County is an agricultural community with orchards and old orchards everywhere. There is a lot of experience in this space, especially in New York State, from the engineering field on how to properly clean these up. It's not a new thing for them. I wouldn't say that WSB Sells and the other firms engaged on that front are short-shrifting anything. And what they gave was their professional opinion based on all of their experience of what it's going to take to clean up. So for the projects that we're discussing, I think we'll be in good shape for that.
Just in response to that, we have cancer clusters all around this county, some over in the town of Lloyd, old apple orchards. They were told that it was renovated. There are people suffering. And once again, we shouldn't be talking about solar. We shouldn't be talking about housing. We should be ultra-focused on the best possible 911 center. When you start to spread out from that, you get away from the focus that you have. By the way, we've lost half the executive staff over the past it right. We're going to do it perfect. We always do. And once again, I stick by it. I don't care what you tell me. My kids aren't living there, but other kids will. And now we're back to solar.
I'd like to offer an amendment, but I just also want to say for myself, but I think for this project, we are not talking about housing. We are not talking about housing. I was alarmed when people started to talk to me about housing because, not for the reasons you're saying, just this is not the project before us. This is not a housing project. We're not talking about housing. I'm not talking about housing. I want to be on the record that this purchase has nothing to do with housing at this point. The amendment I'd like to offer for 309, part of it's a technical amendment. Today when I was looking at it, if you go to the resolved, I guess it's the resolved with the financial implication, the amendment, the government operations, capital project number 607, increased government operations center, it was not amended correctly to reflect the decrease in the acquisition price. I'm also going to be proposing that we remove the engineering services price. It's not something I was looking at in previous. I was very focused on the sale price. I did look back at, as far back as I could find, county acquisitions of real property, which included Elizabeth Street, Broadway, Sophie Finn Elementary, the property in Lloyd for site clearance for traffic. None of those property acquisition resolutions included engineering services. This resolution contemplates $250,000 in engineering services. So I'll be proposing that I'd like to make an amendment to delete HH19970607430043355 engineering services to $250,000 and to reflect the overall number to accurately reflect the decrease in acquisition price and the removal of the engineering services, making this and the next resolutions contemplating a $3 million capital project.
So move. Second.
Okay. Chair all the
I got 3 hours of sleep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is there any more discussion? You have your hand up.
So there's been a lot of talk about not wanting to discuss housing. I mean, it was my recollection that the housing potential for housing there was brought up as a potential down the road future benefit of the tertiary benefit, not any part of the current project. I understand that maybe it took a life of its own, but we seem to be really stuck on that point, and I just don't understand. I don't believe that was made out to be a large portion of this project. It was just a tertiary benefit down the road.
I can just, and I'm not speaking for Legislator Walter, who it's in her community, and she's speaking to her constituents, but I can tell you that I have spoken to more than one person, including elected officials, who advocated for this property based on its housing benefits, saying, I'm totally behind this project because we need the housing.
Okay.
So that's, I think it's just very important that we're on the record that we are not approving a purchase of a property in any way, shape, or form for housing. We're approving a purchase of a property
for a government,
operations center. That's it.
And I will just also confirm that I also received phone calls from constituents of Legislator Walter with saying the same thing, that they were supporting it because they thought this was housing. So
nobody calls me, so I must have the wrong letter behind my name or something.
Well, it was originally 50 acres, so
it still is.
Oh, just less money. We didn't cut down the acreage. There was talk with that. But that's the point. Why so many acres? Oh, don't worry, housing. That was when that was sprinkled in, and it worked. The legislators went with it.
Thank you, Chair. Just to take a little bit step back and look at this, we only saw this for the first time a few months ago, right, in the legislature, the presentation and the resolution, right? In that time, we've saved the taxpayers of Ulster County $20,000 a day by doing what we did, $20,000 for every day we contemplated this, right? And from day one, we all agreed that we want to see a government operations center. We know 911 needed to be you know, given ample space to do their operations, and we know that we needed to enhance our overall safety areas and all the work that we do in emergencies. So, you know, I just think that had we, you know, been involved a little bit sooner in the discussion, this may have been a little bit smoother transition to get this done, and there wouldn't have been some of the bad press that was presented applying the legislature as you know, people that were blocking this when we never were. We were just doing our jobs, right? That simple, just doing our job. And our job was to protect the taxpayers' money, and in the end, we saved them around $20,000 a day for every day we looked at it. So I just wanted to make that point clear.
All right, on the resolution as amended, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. 309, amending capital, I'm sorry, 310. That's one. Authorizing the acquisition of parts of land for the EOC.
As presented. I'll move it.
As presented before you.
Second.
Discussion. Chair Brickhouse.
So again, it's an amendment adjusting the numbers. You have an amendment before you, but everywhere that says $3,250,000, I'm proposing that it be deleted to say $3 million. I think that's it. Yeah.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. All right. On the resolution as amended.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. 400 amended 2022 budget to establish a fund agricultural crisis relief program.
I'll move it for discussion.
Chair Brickhouse. Discussion. Chair
Brickhouse. So, I don't know if Legislator Nolan's here, but I've been working with Legislator Nolan on this, and she's done an incredible amount of work, and we've come a long way. The intent, as everyone I think is aware, we discussed, is to, as a result of multiple meetings, rather than to create a position through a contract, is to create a county position that's focused on this, not only this implementation, but grants, agricultural grants, particularly as it relates to preservation of open space, and to have that position live in the county. And there's been a lot of discussion about where to put that. After speaking with Legislator Nolan yesterday, we're preparing to move it forward, but given that we've done months of work on this, this resolution proposes to amend the 2022 budget, which is coming to a close. So rather than do that, which would just be an exercise in futility, I'll be working with Legislator Nolan over the next week through budget amendments. In a worst case, by December, to amend the adopted budget to bring forward. You'll definitely see the resolution creating the position, amending the budget to create the position, and with work with the executive office, the an amendment to the 2023 budget to put the balance of the $2 million where it is most appropriate. So I would ask that we...
So just one consideration, in speaking with the executive's office, there may be some things about that 2022 budget that could be adjusted. So could we perform it for
yes.
a week to see if those conversations
oh, sure. yeah.
could amount to something for next week?
Yeah, I'd make a motion to postpone it for 1 week. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I just hope that you're working with Legislator Litz as well. I know that this is something close to his
yeah,
heart.
We've okay. been engaging.
I understand. You just said Nolan, so I just want to make sure.
Just today, I spoke to Legislator Nolan. Yes, but Legislator Litz has been involved, and he's been at this meeting as well. And you're right. It's absolutely close to his heart.
I'll second the postpone.
Make a motion to postpone for a week.
Second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. 461, adopting revisals of county fund balance
I'll
policy.
I'll move to discuss.
Second.
Discussion. I'm make a motion. We postpone it for a week.
Second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 486, adoption of county EIS policy.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Cahill, discussion.
Well, I mean, I think we need another month. We haven't had yet. I think we'll need a second meeting. I hope that's okay, Trick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you brought a lot of great information forward, but just speaking for myself, having that hit at the same time as budget is just a challenge to dig in.
if I may. I mean, I agree, and I think there's a lot of collaborative work that needs to be done to kind of understand rules of engagement between the various stakeholders in the county. I think there's a legitimate conversation that we need to have. I think there's a good framework that's been in here. I think one thing I wanted to call out, there is an exception form that basically allows for maybe some flexibility in the policy that if you, you know, that we might, you know, carve out some exceptions in certain use cases without actually having to change the policy. So just, so I can call it out later on what page that's on, but we could think about exceptions to the policy as a way to kind of navigate some of these considerations, you know. So, but I agree, I think it's a more collaborative effort to kind of nail down. I think one of the biggest things I think might be on the table between all the various stakeholders are the, are the roles and responsibilities and who's responsibility and where does it touch, where does it hand off, what are some of the considerations between elected officials versus rank and file staff, et cetera. Those are legitimate conversations that I think we need to have, but I think the general framework is really, really, in my opinion, really good and really close. But I agree, the budget is really kind of top of the list, and you know, as long as we're talking about it, as long as it's on the radar and we're moving it forward, I'm comfortable.
Yeah, and I just want to thank you, Director, for bringing it forward, because it's certainly long overdue. I mean, the fact that we have something on the table to discuss versus, I don't know how old that policy is, what, 30 years old? I mean,
21 years, I think. Or 22
yeah,
years.
We're talking in the days of flip phones, you know. So it's like, we're, it's just, it's time has come, yeah. Without a doubt. So I think it deserves the attention of that kind of stakeholder sit down and really digging in, and certainly the exception clause that you're talking about may address some, but I think we ought to go through it really thoughtfully, and it's just in this budget cycle it's tough.
Yeah,
so you know,
that's fair. And I did one request that we had discussed last time about the Eisner-Antner audit. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the final draft still. I
just
reach out and get a copy of that, because a lot of topics that are called out in that have, a number of them have already been addressed, and some are in the process of addressing either at the end of this year or early next year. So, but it would be nice, I'd like to see that the final draft of that's in line with what we're doing strategically.
We'll have that sent over, absolutely.
Is it wrong?
I was going to make a motion to postpone from.
Well, let me go. Let's
get him a rent for then.
I'm good.
So, if I may, I really appreciated the conversation that we had with Director Macaluso at the last meeting on this topic, and I want to ensure that when we meet next on it, it is not a rehashing of any of the issues that were surfaced during that conversation, but it's actually like picking up where we left off. So I would hope and respectfully request that the topic that we discussed, the meat of that conversation, is an amended policy based on the conversation that we had. I think there were a number of concrete suggestions that I think we actually had a lot of consensus around, and I would love to see that in front of us before it's discussed further, just in the interest of progress.
Agreed. All right, Ken, you're up. Make a motion, we postpone for a month.
Second.
Discussion, all is in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. All right, 507, establishing capital project 564, first implementation of real property tax.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you. 538, approving execution of a contract for $90,000 for Citizens Local Power.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second.
I'll second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Number 539, approving executive contract for $75,000 family Woodstock. Your motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 540, authorizing the chair to execute an agreement with the town of Ulster for water and sewer.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 542, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $12,250.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 543, authorizing the chair to execute an agreement with New York State Department of Agriculture. I have a motion.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 544, Assembly Capital Project 648, UNB Corridor Trail. Can I have a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 548, Assembly Capital Project 585, Bridge of Street.
I'll move it.
Second. Okay, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 550, approving the execution of contract amendment for changes.
I'll move it.
Action.
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Sure. 552, for the execution of a contract for $88,600 for Miller.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 555, authorizing the chair to execute an agreement with the Tampa.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 556, authorizing the chair to execute a contract with
the
chair.
The DA.
The DA.
555. Oh, I'm sorry. I was playing catch up. I was hoping to speak on that.
555?
Yes.
Okay.
If I may.
We can withdraw the ballot.
Yeah.
So I was just advanced out of law enforcement at our meeting last week. It seemed like there was good consensus between everybody at the table around what was going to be happening with the space. I did have a chance to look at the space today, the district attorney's space, to understand what they're going to be losing and what's going to be moving over to the courthouse, and I have some serious concerns about that. And I would love to hear from the county executive's office specifically around what is going to be the plan for the reception area for the district attorney's office, what's going to be moving over to the new space, because what I saw today and what I'm understanding might be getting moved is going to create actually a very bad situation for folks that are going through the grand jury process and might be waiting for their, you know, appearing before the grand jury, whether as a witness or whatever it is, and then people that are coming in from the, you know, from the general public. So that is a concern that was not surfaced to the law enforcement committee, and I now understand is a significant concern. I also am concerned about the level to which the district attorney's office has been included in the architectural plans for the new space regarding the need for discretion and private rooms, private space. So I just want to make sure that these questions are answered before we advance this lease.
So to the point, the district attorney himself and his staff have been at every site visit with us and buildings and grounds. I have not designated which staff will be moving. That is up to the district attorney's office. What I have is a mandate from the Office of Court Administration to provide accommodations for a new judge who was elected yesterday. In terms of spacing, whether it was first floor or second floor, and if we had to reshuffle the DA's staff to better accommodate their operations, I'm open to that. What I need is space for chambers.
Yep.
How they govern or how they deal with their internal operations is entirely up to them. Buildings and grounds is on board and ready to go to build walls, doors, set up reception, whatever it is, in the new space for them. So those discussions have been ongoing. Nothing has been settled. There are no drawings at this point, but we're ready to go to accommodate them to the best of our ability. This was the closest and most suitable space for the function.
So I just to clarify, I fully support the space in general. My concern is around the handling of the public in the if we're going to move the reception area, and we don't necessarily have to. My intent is not to hash it out in this committee. I would have much rather had this conversation more in depth, but this is happening very quickly because of the OCA, you know, coming down and doing this. So my concern is around public safety, the safety of folks, whether they're one staff person or another staff person in the district attorney's office. I'm confident that a plan will be developed for security at the new location. I'm confident that a plan will be developed for the handling of the public and the need not to, for example, commingle those waiting to speak to an ADA about any topic they might want to speak about, and the people that might be waiting to testify before a grand jury. Those are populations that cannot be mixed in the same reception area. I want to make sure that we're not bringing people in, you know, that we're not making a reception area for the ADA or for the DA that is going to be, you know, exposed to all the other traffic that happens in the court. So I just want to make sure that we're handling the public well, and I realize that there might not be a full plan for that yet, and that we're confident one will be developed. I am concerned at the pace that this is moving to make sure that those things are settled and that it's not an afterthought, because frankly, I think that we have, in general, under-resourced our district attorney, and I don't want to further injure the office by not handling this well.
So the courthouse should be housing the judges. I'm balancing their needs and the mandate with the piece that the district attorney is spread over four floors and the UCLEC currently. So they're currently spread out. This is the closest possible space. At one point, it wasn't discussed that we were going to have reception and all of this public activity in the new space. So these questions haven't been posed to us at this level in any of the discussions we've had with the DA and his staff. So we've been meeting with them regularly. So we're happy to work with them with buildings and grounds to accommodate the operations, but we have to make a move, and we were notified in September that we had to do so.
If it's possible to do so, I would ask for a one-week postponement on this so that I could feel, personally, I would love to feel more comfortable in this. I'm sorry to make us backtrack, and I wish that I'd been paying closer attention to the agenda a moment earlier.
All right.
But that's my request.
That's great.
Thank you. Through the chair, is it okay if I ask the DA question? So since the DA is sitting right here,
here.
Welcome. Quick question for you. Do you feel that this space will satisfy the needs that you have? Are you concerned with some of the things that Legislator Uchitel brought up? Or do you think that we're okay?
I have the same concerns that Abe has brought up. We haven't gone through everything in terms of if we move the office space, where's the security? Where do we have reception, etc.? What I've talked about and made clear is that we need a presence in the courthouse, on the first floor of the courthouse, across from the county court that we deal with all day long, right? We need that presence. We're still waiting to hear what, in fact, OCA says they want to take away from us. This office has been there forever, right? And we're still limited in space. We still have people who are outside of this office because we don't have enough space. We talked about the fact that I think the space over in, next door is helpful. It will help us. And we got to make it work. But at the same time, we have to make sure that privacy concerns, confidentiality, all of those things are met. That's what, what I want to know is, we need to be part of the discussion about what's going to happen. It's a 2-year lease, is that what it is?
2 years, 3 options. You've been in every single discussion with us.
Oh.
I just need that to be out there, though.
And we've had these discussions, and we've had some talks about what we need, right? We need confidentiality. We need separate offices. Our attorneys can't talk to victims or witnesses in an open-ended situation. It needs to be confidential.
So do we think that, if we do postpone this, there's A, enough time to satisfy the requirement from the state, and B, that you two guys can get together and hash out these differences and come up with a plan that you can give to us to approve, rather than having the DA sit here telling us he's a little worried about the adequacy of what the plan is here, and, saying you saying he's involved and still having these questions. I am not comfortable right now.
So at a certain point, by January 1st, Judge Graff will be seated in Ulster County, and we must provide suitable accommodations for the judge. The judges have significant concerns if we were to move them into that space, and I have floated that to them as well, so we wouldn't have to move the DA. The district attorney's office in Ulster County is one of the only DA's office that has a physical presence in the courtroom. So this is not a common thing.
So I'll just go back to what I was saying. Do you think that you guys can get
there? We have been.
Well,
I'm
asking you, right now, there's obviously a disagreement in whether or not this...
Sorry to be argumentative, but there isn't a disagreement. We've already agreed to all of the things he's requesting now in terms of building walls and providing privacy and accommodating on the security concerns. So it's just, we've been doing that. So I don't know what the disconnect is.
Legislator Walter.
I'm curious. So OCA is approving this without knowing what it's going to ultimately look like?
No, they're working with us. Dave Delahunt has been working with us on doing the walkthroughs, selecting the floor that's most suitable for the judge and what their accommodations have to be.
Sorry, I'm going to just keep. So, and but with the perspective of what's suitable for the judge, not
correct.
From the perspective of the district attorneys.
No, because their concern in the courthouse is the judge. And my concern is making sure that I provide suitable accommodations for our staff, meaning the DA.
And is there a way that this process can just proceed related to suiting the judge and not necessarily related to the move yet?
No.
Or is it only a one and done?
The judge needs to move into where the DA's office is.
Correct.
Currently.
Yes. So we're looking at the first or second floor. The preference from OCA is first floor.
So back to the point, I guess the question is what can, not, and I don't mean what can be achieved as if nothing can be achieved, but what can we do between now and next week just to make sure that everyone feels good and comfortable? Perhaps would sitting down, including OCA, maybe the chair of law enforcement and the DA and yourself, and maybe even someone from the public defender's office whose perspective is on the safety and well-being of the, I mean, just because that's what their job is, to just make sure that they all feel like their voices are heard. I mean, is that possible just to do between now and next week?
Yes. I just want you guys to know we have been doing that, though.
Absolutely.
At multiple staff levels and working with his staff, buildings and grounds, OCA, we have been having those meetings.
Right.
To this point.
I guess I'd be comfortable if the chair of law enforcement were present with the DA. And like I said, I do feel like if somebody was there representing the public defender's office, again, representing the people, that's why they'd be coming.
Okay.
And then maybe you can identify. What it sounds like is it's not that it can't be done, it just needs to be clear how it will be done so that everyone is safe and protected. And so I think if there's, it doesn't have to be, you know, as long as there's some understanding and agreement that everyone's on the same page, that there is a way to do it that's safe, then I think probably the problem would be solved.
Right. All right, legislator, you should tell them, Maloney, but before that, I just want to clarify something. This is only about the lease agreement. Correct.
Lease agreement for Citizens Bank.
Okay, so regardless of what layout comes, all this is we still have to have the space.
Yes.
So I don't know why we're postponing anything. I don't understand what we gain by that. You're talking about the layout. I understand the concern, but no matter what, we need the space. So what is the, I guess...
Well, I think it's
will it, would it, is a different one been discussed?
I'll answer that. I happily let Legislator Maloney ask his question.
To the lease, just two quick questions. It's not a triple net lease, is it?
I don't know off the top of my head.
We're looking.
Okay. And just logistically, we have there's not a lot of specifics about what you're going to do in there. We know what we want to do. Without specifically getting in there and having a little bit more of a feel for what's going to happen, I just hate the idea of entering this lease, spending a bunch of money to renovate, then realizing it's really not the right location, walking away and getting a larger space and doing it right, which does happen.
So the intention is this is temporary regardless.
Regardless?
Yes, because the DA is a permanent fixture of the county, so long term after we do that full space needs assessment countywide, the idea is to get them located into out of the courthouse, and we've been clear about this, so that the DA staff can all be together except for a presence on the third floor with
perhaps
the grand jury,
the Daily Freeman building,
which is essential to their functions in the courthouse. But the idea is long-term, they're in a county-owned space adjacent to or located close to the courthouse. So this is not meant to be long-term.
If I may. So essentially, this is the only resolution that's going to appear before us on this topic, and so this is our opportunity to have a say in what happens. I'm very concerned about the handling of the general public. I'm very confident in our ability to build walls in the new space. I'm very confident in our ability to divide up the other space. I'm very, very confident in our ability to improve the lives of the judges with this move. But what I'm not confident on after walking through the space today is how the public, basically how the reception is going to work for taking people that are coming to the DA's office, which is a sensitive experience that people that are vulnerable and people that might be hostile are you know, going to participate in, and then another vulnerable population, which is the grand jury, and that is, it's, you know, I'm very confident long term we're going to solve all of these problems, but right now I am not confident that we are not putting ourselves in a bad situation with the handling of the public. So that's all it is. It could we progress this and have the conversation anyway? Of course. And if we do, I will. But I'm asking to use the leverage of this resolution being before us to ensure that these conversations happen.
I make a motion that we reconsider resolution 555.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
So, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I make a motion that we postpone this for a week in deference to legislative concerns.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. All right.
556, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute a contract with New York City.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 557, approving the execution of a contract amendment for city.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. 561, authorizing the chair of the legislature to enter.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. 562, authorizing the chair of the legislature to transfer insurance funds for the motion.
I'll move
second.
It.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 563, approving the execution of contract amendment for 1750 for public safety psychology.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. 564, authorizing the chair of the legislature to New York State Division of Homeland Security.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 565, authorizing the chair to New York State Division of Homeland Security.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. 566, authorizing the chair of the legislature to assume the grant of care safety.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 567, authorizing the chair of the legislature to the Division of Homeland Security.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 568, and then the capital project 482. The county.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. 572, approving the execution of contract amendment.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carry.
Move we block 573, 575, and 576. They're all state pass-throughs for programs that we funded before. We blocked them in health.
Second.
I'll second.
73, 74, 75, and 76.
73, 75, and 76.
Not
74.
74.
Second. Wrong discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. On the block. In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 574, approving the exclusive contract for $390,000 for access.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 577, amending the 2022 capital and 2022 budget.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Second. Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carry. 578, approving next year's contract for $494,000.
Second.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. 579, amending the 2022 county budget to accept allocation.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carry. 580, approving next year's contract for $70,000.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carry. 581.
Oh, I move that we block 581 through 589, 593, and 594. They're all passed through of programs we've funded in the past.
581.
Say that again.
Yes.
581 through 589, plus 93 and 94.
I'll second that.
581 is passed through?
It is, or continuation of programs that we've funded in the past.
Bon idea, that's probably corporate compliance, right?
Yeah, I don't think.
Did 81 get in by accident?
Yeah.
I'm looking at.
It's not. It's a contract.
It's a contract. Yeah. 581.
Okay, but is it that it was this similar, same program that's been. Okay, so maybe I got the wrong information.
Does anybody have a problem with 581? Then why don't we leave it in the block?
Okay.
Yeah, it's corporate compliance. It's what we do every
All right, so I move that we block 581 through 589, 593, and 594. For whatever reason you would like.
All right. Second on that?
Second.
Favor?
Aye. We used to deal for that, too.
Mm-hmm. Motion? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carry. All right, 590, rescinding resolution 448.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. 591, for the contract.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. 592, the next issue is a contract for $150,000.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 595, authorizing distribution of mortgage tax.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
So carried. 596, moving issues from a contract amendment for 167.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 597, moving issues from a contract amendment for 20,000.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 598, proving issues to contract amendment for 106 for Tyler Industries.
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 599, proving issues to contract for $630,000 for Robert Ralph Agency.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 600, the authorization of the chair to convey parcels, the county of properties, pursuant to the 600. Motion? Second.
Second.
Discussion?
Checking. Is this the chair, through the chair to the chair, was this the one that you wanted to assure that the to be open space forever kind of thing comment?
That, no, I don't think so. I think that was a property... I feel like in New Paltz, and Legislator Petit raised that issue, and I believe that language got added.
Earlier one, I thought that in this one, maybe I'm mistaken that you weren't the one. I thought someone had suggested that they wanted to make sure the same kind of language is on, but if I'm mistaken, then...
I think that language can't hurt. Do we get a...
I have to go to planning.
You want to hold it for a week and we just ask?
Sure, I'll move. Okay. Make a motion, we hold it for a week.
Second.
Close. All right, discussion. Sarah.
Thanks. So I'm seeing here it says that their prospective purchaser should be responsible for subsequent tax levies. So we're expecting the Open Space Institute Land Trust to pay the property tax. Aren't they a tax exempt nonprofit?
They're part of the price, they agree to pay the back tax.
But subsequent
tax levies.
So, round up the questions.
I would expect that meant. I would expect that meant if applicable, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
And I also have less concern about the long term open space with OSI for sure.
Yeah.
And this is obviously something I want to see happen, but I think we should be looking
still
at
have it.
If we're transferring property for the purpose of open space as a highest and best use, we should be thinking about including language that requires them to stay perpetuity in that way, just as a protection for the property.
All right. All those in favor on the public comment?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried 601. Authorizing the...
That's 1 week.
Yeah. Yeah. Authorizing the Ulster County Commissioner of Finance to reject the non-perfect price of 2 parcels for this one.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion?
Is there a background on this?
Yeah, what is the
background?
Accepting, rejecting.
The reject the refunding of the previously accepted 2 parcels for the property tax.
Yeah. Will we postpone for a week?
Second.
In favor?
Perhaps the Commissioner of Finance.
I'll withdraw so the chair can speak.
I'm okay with holding it for a week, but the background in the resolution speaks to a court order received by Judge McGinty, and that the bidders have asked to be released from their bid while the restraint is pending. So the intent, it says that if the if the court issues in favor that the purchase price won't be refunded, but the bidder will receive the deed.
No worries. Didn't want to do it without permission.
I'm okay for waiting for a week, though.
Make a motion to postpone for a week.
In fact, you guys,
hold on. I've talked to a couple of relatives that took me, I mean, I know this is in Paris, the prospective, the winner of the bid lives in the Sheriff's District, so you might know this individual better. I know some of his family, and I spoke with him today and just learned that this has been a long-standing thing, so, but it seems like the will of the committee is going to be to move it forward event after a little more investigation, so just wanted to share and make a little connection around it.
Ready?
Yeah, I've been ready this time.
Make a motion to postpone for a week.
Second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Carried. All right. 602, authorizing the surveillance of county clerk. Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 603, authorizing the chair of legislature to execute.
Move it.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 604, approving the issuance of a contract for $389,275.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right. Some forthcoming resolutions here. Local laws. Pay attention to. Comptroller Gallagher.
Sure. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I wanted to bring you up to see that we released an audit on the unemployment fraud in the name of the employees that happened during the pandemic. It's available on our website, but the main findings are that the personnel department appropriately notified both IS and the sheriff's department immediately as to ascertain whether or not there was a breach of our systems or was not. But this occurred under prior leadership, and we did find the personnel could have been more effective in advising the employees that their personal information was compromised. They've since changed their procedures and plans, so I'm not sure that would ever happen again. Our real property tax testing is ongoing, and I wanted to know the systems piece contract that you assume that we are satisfied with that vendor for the in-rem proceeding, but we are certainly looking for all the access to that. And we will be coming out with recommendations about tax foreclosure policies and procedures or lack thereof shortly. We're working on a snapshot of opioid settlement funds, and we launched a program audit of the constituent navigator call center that we have to hopefully have done shortly so that you can take into account on the budget. Thank you.
To the chair, to the comptroller, can you define shortly?
I've gotten everything I need back from IS, and I would say within the next week.
Okay, yeah. Great. I'm going to be helpful for the budget
total.
Thank you.
Anybody else have anything? I'll just remind everybody that if you're going to be putting in budget amendments, even if you don't have them have them all finished, please just at least express your intent to do so as soon as possible so the office is not going to hang themselves.
Don't hang yourselves.
It's stressful enough. There's a lot of requests going into them.
Is it possible, like I know some things came up in the presentation, and I would hate for, you know, for me to think that Legislator Cahill's doing it and Legislator Cahill thinks you're doing it and you think Legislator Ronk, like, that, is there maybe a soft list of the ones that have been done, or should we just sort of tell you these ones and you can just tell us someone's already doing it? I just don't want anything to fall through a crack.
I would say when in doubt, talk to me.
Okay.
Absolutely reach out, absolutely call.
Okay.
And related to, you know, the last meeting that we had going through things and we highlighted them, we did pass that on to the exec's office because while there was information in the supporting areas, it doesn't sort of answer the questions that I was looking for. So we'll hopefully have that soon and be able to bring that information back.
John?
Yeah.
Sheriff?
Yeah. Sorry. Sheriff?
Oh, sure, Sheriff.
I just wanted to get an opportunity to discuss something that was brought up a couple years ago and spearheaded by the comptroller regarding the elected officials and their salaries. I did bring it up at the Public Safety and Law Enforcement Committee at our last meeting, and I did send emails out to the chair and the vice chair. The compression that's involved with the elected officials and the people that work with them is absolutely incredible. The report that was submitted by in 2019 and again this past year by the compensation review board. We haven't heard any action. We can't put it in our budgets. It has to come from the legislature. And I wanted to bring it up to the attention of the chair and to chair of the Ways and Means Committee, as I brought it up last week. There were reports that were submitted by both that committee and the comptroller, and memorandums that were submitted by the elected officials regarding the underpaid payments of the salaries of elected officials and personnel.
Thank you. I just want to respond to that by saying I have submitted that amendment.
Correct.
And I'll be sorry.
All right. Nothing else? Can I have a motion to adjourn?
A motion to adjourn?
Just a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So carried. Thank you, everyone.
I agree. I'm fine with it.